And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of December, 2024. December 14th is Monkey Day. Monkeys are primates found in tropical rainforests. The term monkey is sometimes used as a catch-all for every animal in the primate family, but the truth is that monkeys live on completely different branches of the evolutionary tree from both apes, like chimpanzees, gorillas, and humans, and prosimians, for example, lemurs, tarsiers, and lorises. One big difference between monkeys and apes is in the tail. Monkeys have tails while apes do not. There are 339 total species of monkeys among the six families of Old World and New World monkeys. For monkeys, picking bugs, dirt, and other debris off their companions is far from an indictment of their personal hygiene. It's an expression of affection and love. And after a thorough grooming, the insulation value of the monkey's pelt increases by as much as 50%. Some New World monkeys have prehensile tails, or tails capable of grasping. Spider monkeys have tails that are hairless and have friction pads for better gripping. Capuchins use their tails to grasp branches and carry fruit through the forest. According to archaeological study of Capuchin stone tool use, wild bearded Capuchins have been using tools for more than 3,000 years. Japanese macaques, also known as snow monkeys, have evolved to thrive in climates ranging from subtropical to subarctic. Troops of snow monkeys frequent the volcanic hot springs in Jigokudani Monkey Park in Japan. Some of the most fascinating monkey species are experiencing rapid declines in population due to habitat loss from animal agriculture and logging, live capture for the global pet and zoo trade, and hunting for bushmeat or traditional medicines. Feeding the world on a plant-based diet would reduce the amount of land needed for agriculture by 75%, giving wildlife back their habitats. And today is the birthday of Priscilla Cone, born on this day in 1933. Priscilla Cone was an American philosopher and animal rights activist. She was Emerita Professor of Philosophy at Pennsylvania State University and Associate Director of the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics. She pioneered courses in animal ethics and lectured on five continents. In addition to her academic work, she spent much of her time campaigning for animals. She worked on the development of contraception for white-tailed deer near urban areas. This is something that can prevent a great deal of animal suffering caused by either human action or natural reasons. And today, you are cordially invited to celebrate animal rescuer Zoe Rosenberg's one-year ankle monitor anniversary. December 14th marks 1 year of Zoe wearing an ankle monitor as a pretrial release condition. She was arrested on felony charges for rescuing four criminally abused chickens from Purdue's Petaluma Poultry Slaughterhouse. While the celebration will be somewhat goofy and lighthearted, with games like Pin the Monitor on the Ankle, it will also be a reminder that repression will never destroy the movement for animal liberation. The party will be hosted at the Berkeley Animal Rights Center West at 2414 6th Street in Berkeley, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you cannot join in person, you can join at 11:15 a.m. on Zoom. Learn more at Meetup. And here is a reading for today from the Indian epic, Ramayana. As he was being praised, mighty Hanuman the monkey began to grow. Growing mightier still, he waved his tail in delight. He swelled with power, and his appearance was unsurpassed. Rising up, he respectfully greeted the elder monkeys and said this, "I am the flesh and blood son of the swift-moving god of the wind. No one is my equal in leaping. So rejoice, leaping monkeys. I feel certain I can jump 10,000 leagues, and I feel certain I could even uproot Lanka and carry it away." Endowed with speed, Intent on speed, wise Hanuman composed his mind and turned his thoughts to the island of Lanka. From the epic Ramayana. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to live vegan for the wild animals, too.